This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 21% of all Iowa caucus goers belong to a union, according to Ask Me. About 12% of all Iowans are union members. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, has dropped out of the presidential primary. Rick Santorum, former senator from Pennsylvania, also dropped out, supporting Rubio, along with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who exited as well following the Iowa caucuses. Legal scholars in Brazil are preparing a case to go before the highest court, arguing that pregnant women should be permitted to have abortions when their fetuses are found to be linked to the Zika virus. A judge in central Brazil has taken the rare step of publicly proclaiming that he will allow women to have legal abortions in cases of microcephaly, preparing the way for a fight over the issue in parts of the country's labyrinthine legal system. In Iceland, 80% of cohabiting couples have children at home. Bulgaria is at 60%. Even the Saudi Arabian government is claiming to get into the Housing Act by establishing a new law that taxes of owners of undeveloped land in urban areas will be required to be paid, spurring more residential development. Tech workers aren't happy campers. A survey in 2015 of 5,000 of them found only 19% were happy and 17%, that few, felt they were valued on the job. More than 4.5 million students are enrolled in colleges and universities outside of their own countries. President Obama visited a mosque for the first time in either of his terms. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, said that he would turn himself into the British police if a United Nations panel rejects his petition, asserting that the years he has spent in the Ecuadorian embassy in London trying to avoid extradition to Sweden amount to illegal imprisonment. Some analysts estimate that China's troubled credit could exceed $5 trillion, a staggering number that is equivalent to half the size of the country's annual economic output. A judge has ruled that the case against Bill Cosby can proceed and that prosecutors are not bound by a 2005 decision not to charge him with sexual assault. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.